Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, God is a Mean God, already in progress.
I mean, God told us in His Word, we need to come out from among the evil ones and purify ourselves from all evil. Did He not?
Yes.
Well, that's what He meant. He absolutely means that. So anyway, when I went with this friend of mine and we went in his house and she began to show us all the different things that she had, I just couldn't believe it. I saw everything she was doing. And so her fireplace, I said, is your fireplace a working fireplace? She said, yes, it is. I said, okay, good, because we're going to light a fire and I'm going to burn everything that's occultic. All these little cloth things she had, these tarot cards, her anointing oils. I said, we're going to burn everything and we're going to break the curse over this house. And I said, we're going to do it today. So she said, you mean to tell me there is a realm that causes things to happen that I can't see? Oh, y'all know that, do you? There is definitely a realm, the spiritual realm, either the good or the evil, and the evil can really mess you up. So anyway, we burned everything that she had that was occultic. We burned it in her fireplace. I walked through that house, took a bottle of anointing oil, and I put a little over the doors and the windows and everything, and I broke every curse in that place. I went and prayed over, I said, over your bed. I'm going to pray over your bed. I prayed, anointed it, and put a couple of drops of anointing oil, and I went to the windows and the doors and the bathroom and the lavatory. Everywhere, and I commanded every evil spirit to leave her house and to go away and to never come back, ever, quoting Luke 10, 19, and 20, in the name of Jesus. We got through. She said, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I said, this is going to make a dramatic difference in what's going to happen in this house from this day forward. So I didn't see her for two or three weeks. Two or three weeks later, she came by and she says, Thurman, I am so glad that I met you and as you went over to my house that night. I said, well, what's happened? She said, I've not had a single phone call. Nobody has contacted me. Everything has just been great at my house. And she said, the one thing I want to really tell you that I didn't even tell you about. Now, some of you may be offended by what I'm going to say, but I hope not. She said, when I would go to bed at night, it's like I was having sex with a man. But he wasn't there, but I could feel him. She said, what was that? I said, you were having sex with a demon. You were having sex with a demon. A demon had legal right to you, and that's what was going on. I said, I even anointed your bed. I broke the curses over your bed. I commanded every evil spirit to leave that house and to never come back. And that woman says, well, whatever you did, it totally changed everything in my house. She said, I've had peace in my house. I've had no more phone calls. I've had no more feelings in my bed. Everything's normal the way it should be. She said, how did you learn all this? I said, spending a whole lot of time with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and God of Gods. Is that the way you learn it? I think we're getting to the place today where that if you're a school teacher, you will know that we've lost it in the schoolhouse. Y'all agree with that? We have lost it in the schoolhouse, and until our teachers, Christian teachers, get a hold of the fact of the battle that's being raged every day in their classrooms, until those teachers take authority over those schoolhouses and their classrooms and speak out loud, commanding and demand and reading Scripture. Now, you got to quote Scripture, but because the devil will adhere to the Word of God. So if you quote Scripture like Luke 10, 19, 20, or Mark 16, 18, you command those devils to leave your classroom, to leave the children in your classroom, because today I feel sorry for teachers that a few years ago there was one in 26,000 children born with autism. One in 26,000. Today it's one in 50. One in 50. The day is rapidly coming because of the drugs and all the stuff that we're teaching and what Hollywood is teaching and everything else. That if we don't take this world back over as Christians, it's going to get to the point where there's going to be no intelligent people in America. When it comes down to where we got one in 50 Only one in 50 is not born with autism. When we got all of these, we got a problem. And until we learn to pray, until we learn to break the curse, just like these children that we prayed for up there in Michigan, those children and adults that have no idea that Jesus Christ came to set the captive free, just like Jeff said, Jesus came to set you free. But you can go through life, your whole life, being bound up by the forces of darkness, being sick and afflicted because you didn't believe what had been done and completed on the cross 2,000 years ago. Jesus already did it. That's just like that week that we were, me and Dave and Dave's wife and kids and Cheryl, and we took the 421. We flew out to Silver City, New Mexico. That week we had an encounter with a little woman out there that had 2,823 demons in one woman. Yeah, one woman. And of course, whenever I asked her, had she repented of all of her sins, she said yes. And then when I commanded the spirits to come out of her, they would not come out, just like Jeff said, those told him, we are not coming out. That's exactly what they told me that day. We're not coming out because we have a legal right to be here. I said, I asked him a question. I said, well, what is your legal right? And he said, this woman joined the Rainbow Girls, and so that's how she has given us legal right to be here. And I said, well, now that I know that you got in because of the Rainbow Girls, I will just call her up and I'll have her confess that sin. And then she did this, only it was the demons in her, said, we are so interwoven in her brain, we will never allow her to confess that sin, so you will never be able to cast us out. I said, okay, if that's the case, then I will remit her sins. I said, it's written in John 20:23, that whosoever sins I forgive, they're forgiven. And she come across the table and screamed at me and said, almost nobody knows that verse. And those that have read it don't believe it. I said, but I know it and I believe it. And so I said, in the name of Jesus, I remit her sins of joining the Rainbow Girls. I said, now then, Satan, I take authority over your speech and I command you demons of hell to come out of this woman and never enter her again in the name of Jesus. And these demons started flying all over the place. And here's a woman sitting here in a chair. In a few minutes, we hit so many terrible, she's using so many foul words in that restaurant we're in. I know at any minute they're going to send the police in to lock me up, think I'm doing something terrible. So I said, Father, you said I could ask for anything. I said, I need Cheryl down here, and I need her right now in the name of Jesus. Man, my phone rings. Cheryl said, honey, where are you at? I said, I'm downstairs. Get down here right this second. She never asked a question. I mean, she was there at that table. And in the next few minutes, as we're talking to that woman, we saw that woman levitate across the floor, 10 or 12 feet across, 4 feet off the floor, just flying across, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. What a day. I mean, serving Jesus is fun.
Tell them what the Rainbow Girls are. Some people may not know.
The Rainbow Girls, if you don't know what that is the women's offshoot organization of the Masonic Lodge. The Masonic Lodge is an organization that's controlled by the devil. The Masonic Handbook, and some people say, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I have studied this out in depth. I know I'm right. The Masonic Lodge is an organization that the Masonic Handbook says you will not be able to pray in the lodge in the name of Jesus. Now, anytime you see something that says you're not allowed to pray in the name of Jesus, you know what you need to do with that organization? You need to get away from that sucker just as far as you can get away from it. You don't want to have nothing. You don't want your children. And just like Harry Potter, same kind of deal. You don't want your kids reading Harry Potter. You don't want them doing that. If you do, you're going to wind up with some messed up kids. And they're going to mess up. They literally teach those kids how to cast spells. You know that, don't you, Miss Jackie? You were a school teacher, so you know this. You can't deal with that kind of stuff. You know, you've got to just take the authority that belongs to you and kick out these devils, and you can change lives. Just like that little girl. That little girl that was over here years ago that was having sex with something she didn't understand what she was doing. She had no idea what was doing that. But it was demons You know, demons do devastating things to you. They're wild. They're crazy. And they create a problem, and most people don't have a clue. And we don't teach our children the power and authority we have. When we take a scripture like Luke 10, 19, and 20, I mean, I think we really ought to read that to our kids maybe once a week or something. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Behold, I give unto you power or authority to trample on the servant Satan and his host of demons. All power is given to you over them. So how much is that?
All.
So how much is all?
All.
Is there anything left out of all? So if the king told me, give me all power over these evil spirits, and they shall in no wise hurt me, then guess what? I have got power over them, and they're not going to mess with me. So in the name of Jesus, I can drive these devils out. So, but you got to know it. It's just like breaking the curse. You know, I don't know how many times we did this. I don't even know up there in Michigan. But whenever I would take somebody come up there, like that one little girl, it was amazing that the whole center part of her head right here, over here, everything on her right side was numb. But yet when I recognized that it's just a demonic spirit, that's all it is. It's a demon of hell that's had legal right because of sin. And all I got to do, if I got all power with that devil, how much power do I have, Michael? What does he have to do when I speak to him? If I speak in faith. Now, if I go to get wishy-washy, you know, like so many people, oh, God, I'm not too sure what you're going to, oh, you know, and just like I've said before, if I were to turn a mouse loose in this room, just if I were to reach in my pocket right now and get a mouse and throw him right out there, half of y'all would jump up on top of the seats. I'm serious. Half of you would jump up on the seat because of a mouse. But if I threw a great big old rat down here, probably two-thirds of you would jump up on the seat. Which one? Oh, yeah, I don't remember. I couldn't.
It was that a man was going bankrupt.
Yeah, there was something like the bishop. He was a bishop, and he has anointed, I think, 3,500 or pastors or something like that. He told us a story about a rat that ran into the sanctuary or wherever it was, and the place was going bankrupt. And it was a big old building, and this rat ran through the thing, and everybody jumped up and run wild because this big old rat happened to run through. But it ran up a stairway and up a certain way, and somebody said, well, I'm going up there and get that rat. And they went up there, and when they did, they dug into where it went in a hole, and inside that place they found $1 million. $1 million. God used a rat to direct it to them so they wouldn't have to lose the building.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, God is a Mean God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.